Is it our duty to serve? In other words, do our words carry that much weight? Sure they do. Look, in this episode of FCFEA Talk Radio, I'm going to break down how heavy our words really are. And you know I like using examples and the scenarios and all of that, so stay tuned. FCFEA Talk Radio is coming up next. Hey, you got a little break from work? Go ahead and take a quick look at your zodiac. Head on over to smvirtualsolutions.com/horoscope and then give it a little scroll. Pick your sign at the bottom, newly updated horoscope page. So if you're interested to see where you're standing today, even want a little insight on tomorrow, check out smvirtualsolutions.com/horoscope. And we're back. Welcome back, everyone. It's another episode of FCFVA Talk Radio. I'm your host. Big episode today. Now, showing big love to Lynchburg, Pittsburgh, and Virginia Beach. First of all, let's get this straight now. Lynchburg, y'all know the deal. Pittsburgh, Virginia Beach, same. Now, big news. If you check the listings, if you're looking for podcasts, you already know. You can easily access FCFVA Talk Radio by typing in Google or searching on any podcast platform that you use. This episode's big. We're talking about watching what we say. Do we have a duty to serve? Now, everybody's online, right? We all post. Some of us do different episodes. Some of us blog. We all do a little bit of everything online. It's 2021. But here's a situation that came about last year, came to a head last year, where people were getting censored for saying things that people didn't like to hear, basically. I'll keep it short and sweet. A lot of your favorite celebrities, business owners, leaders were censored over the past year due to various reasons, and it's not a good look. You know, censorship's never good, but also you need to watch what you say. Like, you can't sit here and just come out your mouth and spout nonsense on public forums and in the public and think that you're not going to get criticized, critiqued, or questioned about what you said. So it's a big deal. It's a big deal on all levels. That being said, I came up with this little episode. I'm like, you know, let me do a quick scroll and see just a few dumb things that some celebrities said or whoever, and I typed it in just like that. So when Googled, 30 dumb celebrity quotes that you'd like to forget. And as I was reading through them, I'm like, yo, come on, I remember that. I don't remember that one. Like, when did they say that? And then it's like, they do it all the time. They have these platforms with millions of followers, people who dedicate their lives as fans. Some of these celebrities are famous because of sex tape, not calling any names. Something like that, you know, to where you're accidentally famous, which you're probably playing it, but accidentally famous. They amass these huge followings of fans. It goes beyond your average follower. This type of fan dedicates, probably, we'd all agree, too much time to said celebrity. So when you have a situation like that, your idols and such, they're idolizing these individuals. They take every word like it's gold. Everything that these people say, they're all for it. They support it. If you come up against them, they'll hop up in the comment section. They'll attack you by the dozens, maybe even the hundreds, depending on which celebrity. It can get tough out here. A lot of people can't handle people saying mean things to them. Now, come on, man. I mean, it's the public. Like I said before, it's a situation where you have to ask yourself, if I was face to face with this person, or if I saw this person in a public space, would I say the same thing? You should say that before you say anything online, because people have cars, they have modes of transportation, and they'll come to you and ask you what you said. So it's best to be careful when you're online, when you're in public, with your mouth, because it can get you in trouble. I'm going to take a quick break. FCFVA Talk Radio. Be right back. Hey, look, all you have to do is follow FCFVA.com to understand what it's all about. Now, if you know me, you know I don't like talking much. Now, ironically, I have a podcast, but we're going to leave that one alone. On the site, you'll find some of my work, along with many links to tickle your fancy. So check out FCFVA.com today, and you could even win a Hard Rock Hotel $500 gift card. Get these going, and the promotions won't last for much longer. So hurry up. Everybody's getting it. Check out FCFVA.com today. All right, let's get to it. Welcome back. Now, these 30 dumb celebrity quotes, simple Google search. Anybody could do it. Y'all could go see them yourself. You've probably seen them before. Let's get into it. So, as a business podcast, you know, we got news, music to boot. You know, we're trying to cover important issues along with, like, the business news. So, it might leave you wondering why I'm about to go in on some of these quotes. Well, I'm guilty, just like everybody else, of not thinking before I speak sometimes. But, you know, when you're in a public space, everything's on record. Now, it might not get recorded or whatever, but it's public. You know, everybody has a right to the public. Sense so someone could hear what you said, and sometimes it's bad enough. Look at the lives right now in 2021. So without further ado, we'll dive into these 30 quotes. It's gonna be like a speed read, so I hope y'all ready. Let's get to it. So these are from boardpanda.com. Weird quotes famous people. 30 dumb quotes celebrities would like to forget. Now, Carl Everett, he said, God created the sun, the stars, the heavens, and the earth, and then made Adam and Eve. The Bible never said anything about dinosaurs. You can't say there were dinosaurs when you never saw them. Somebody actually saw Adam and Eve eating apples. No one ever saw Tyrannosaurus Rex. All right, Carl. All right, Shaquille O'Neal. Reporter asked Shaquille, did you ever visit the Parthenon during your trip to Greece? Shaquille O'Neal said, I can't really remember the names of the clubs we went to. I don't know what the Parthenon is, right? Okay. Kanye West, I don't actually like thinking. I think people think I like to think a lot, and I don't. I do not like to think at all. Question. Britney Spears, I've never really wanted to go to Japan simply because I don't like eating fish. And I know that's very popular out there in Africa. Paris Hilton, no, I didn't go to England, I went to London. Jaden Smith, if everybody in the world dropped out of school, we would have a much more intelligent society. Christina Aguilera, so where's the Cannes Film Festival being held this year? Jessica Simpson, is this chicken or is this fish? I know it's tuna, but it says chicken of the sea. Brooke Shields, smoking kills. If you're killed, you've lost an important part of your life. Justin Bieber, when asked about a political party, well, when asked what political party he'd support if he was old enough to vote, Bieber responded, I'm not sure about the parties, but whatever they have in Korea, that's bad. Arnold Schwarzenegger, asked whether he supported gay marriage, Arnold replied, no, I think gay marriage is something that should be between a man and a woman. Kelly Prickler, I thought Europe was a country. Mike Tyson, I guess I'm going to fade into Bolivian. So I'm just going to switch the whole culture on there. Like Dalai Lama, I mean, if a female Dalai Lama come, then she must be very attractive. Otherwise, not much use. Dalai Lama, Sienna Miller, I love them, love them. I think the most positive approach you have to smoking, the less harmful it is. Kim Kardashian, famous. Kim on her 72-day marriage to Chris Humphries. I spoke to a girl today who had cancer, and we're talking about how this is such a hard thing for her, but it taught her a big lesson on who her friends are and so much about life. She's 18, and I was like, that's how I feel. Craig T. Nelson, I remember him from Coach. I've been on food stamps and welfare. Anybody help me out? No. Bill O'Reilly. I'll tell you why religions is not a scam, in my opinion, all right? Tide goes in, tide goes out, never a miscommunication, you can't explain that. You can't explain why the tide goes in. Amanda Bynes. To Rihanna, Chris Brown beat you because you're not pretty enough. Geraldo Rivera, I'm urging the parents of Black and Latino youngsters particularly to not let their young children grow out wearing hoodies. I think the hoodie is as much responsible for Trayvon Martin's death as George Zimmerman was. Wow. Kelly Osborne, if you kick every Latino out of this country, then who's going to be cleaning your toilets, Donald Trump? Mitt Romney, I believe in America where millions of Americans believe in an American that American millions of Americans believe in. That's the America I love. I'll read that one more time. Mitt Romney, I believe in an America where millions of Americans believe in an America that's the America millions of Americans believe in. That's the America I love. America. David Beckham, we're definitely going to get Brooklyn christened, but we don't know into which religion. Dan Quayle, it's time for the human race to enter the solar system. Madonna, listen, everyone is entitled to my opinion. Elizabeth Early, I've always thought Marilyn Monroe looked fabulous, but I'd kill myself if I was that fat. I went to see her clothes at the exhibition, and I wanted to take the tape measure and measure what her hips were. She laughed and called her very big. George Gobel, if it weren't for electricity, we'd all be watching television by candlelight. Lena Dunham, now I can say that I still haven't had an abortion, but I wish I had. Sylvester Stallone, the only happy artist is a dead artist, because only then you can't change. After I die, I'll probably come back as a paintbrush. And Cameron Diaz, rounding it up at number 30. I've been noticing gravity since I was very young. Public comments, these folks, they own companies. They're business people, they sign deals, $1 million deals, millionaires. I mean, hey, some people like to have fun too, but sometimes you wonder, where are they? Like, you know, are they in front of the cameras so much, or are they, you know, busy, so in the zone that sometimes they just slip up and say some dumb shit? I don't know, but a lot of folks look up to, or look at these people and hold them highly, which you shouldn't hold them too high. I mean, they get out here, they do their thing, you know what I'm saying? If you like art and entertainment or whatever, then I mean, they're at the top of your list. So when they get out here making these quotes publicly to the news media and whoever else, leave you scratching your head. Hey, look, take a short break. So I'll holler at the sponsor, then we get back at it. FCFVA Talk Radio, Dumb Quotes. Hey, yo, what's up, y'all? FCFVA in the building. Look, anyone out there, if you're looking for business services, if you're trying to find a good price on things like bunch of business cards, flyers, posters, any marketing materials, marketing concepts to get your name out there, if you have some questions now, don't be afraid to ask them. Make sure you subscribe. Hit us with a message. You know the links. Follow the pages. Stay tuned. All right, we back. So it's tough. Now I'm sitting here running my mouth. I'm supposed to be out doing a little something, but that's neither here nor there right now. You gotta finish this podcast. Celebrity comments can be very harmful. I'm talking to the people who watch the news, who scroll, follow the trending topics. If you do any of that, if you have any idea what's going on out there in the world, if you follow any entertainment news, and you know a lot of these folks, celebrities that get out here, they live their high life at the top of their game, and it's a really showy type profession because they show face. You're actors, you're artists, you're musicians, people who are in front of the camera, people who are on the record, spitting the lyrics, people who are sitting in front of the teleprompter, giving you your news, the face that you see and trust to give you the news every night. But you have to remember that they're people too. Like, could you imagine going from working a regular job, again, cleaning toilets, taking it easy, you know, what you got to do every day, you got your chemicals laid out, you got your little cart pushed next to your junk, every day, same thing, to a profession where it's really a lot of pressure. You have to be at 100% every night. You know, you can't slip, you can't mince a word, you can't stumble, do any of that on air, or else the next person is going to take your spot, so it's a lot of pressure. And it goes the same with a lot of professions, so when you have that type of pressure, it really hurts when you say something dumb online or on the air. Not calling the people dumb, but the comments are dumb as hell, because it's just like Rick Ross. So my hip-hop fans out there, is a song called You Don't Even Know It, or U-O-E-N-O. Future Rocco, Rick Ross on it. Rick Ross had a Reebok deal, forget, worth a few million. He said the line on the song, put Molly all in her champagne, she don't even know it. Now, nobody was really vibing to that verse. Nobody really promotes, you know, rape culture. Besides, you know, I guess him saying that in the song. But other than that, regular people out here, we were like, wow, we can't believe he said that. Lost the deal, Reebok deal, caught a lot of flack, and almost got blackballed due to a comment on a song that wasn't even released. I don't even think it was released on an album like you're talking about. Don't give me the line, though. I believe it came out like a mixtape song that just blew up. Everybody knew that song. But after that, everybody knew the controversy as well. Rick Ross says something about dropping a pill, woman's drink. And then her mind blanks out. He takes her to his house. She don't even know it, etc. Whoop-de-whoop goes on. That's what the line meant. He upset a lot of people and lost a lot of money for saying something stupid on the song. Oh man, it's tough. Professionals, everybody out there working your job, you know how tough it is when you're working every day. And how tough it can be to keep your mouth shut when somebody pisses you off. So, when it builds up, what do? You gotta find ways to really let out steam without hurting nobody. So, in the workplace especially, because you know you need your job, and to the celebrities, and entertainers, and those showing face, just be yourself, man. Don't get out here trying to be somebody you're not, and then you say something stupid, and everybody hates you, and you can't deal with the hate, you fall off. You know, just tighten up, man. Watch what you say, and if you say something dumb, just admit it. I said some dumb shit, keep it moving. I don't even like talking, but I'm doing a podcast, so y'all might hear me stumble, stutter, you know, the quality might come in or how, you never know, but shit, that's how I go sometimes. So at the same time, I'm trying to bring it to you from another side. Hey, I just read 30 popular dumb comments and quotes from celebrities, officials, business folks, leaders, all of that. It's crazy. But we're all human, so we're all capable of making a lot of the same mistakes. Y'all wanna say, wait, where we at? Hold on, let's run it back. Segment 3 for sure, yeah. Segment 3. I want to thank everybody for listening to this one. Thought I'd switch it up real quick, because in 2021, people have a habit of saying dumb shit. Don't fall victim. Keep your mouth shut. Save it for the private. And let off that steam safely. Y'all stay tuned. All right, honestly just listen to FCF3A Beats. You took time to listen to the full episode. And if you're not sold yet, it's all good. I got some beats for you. Go to Google, type in FCFVA Beats, and see what comes up. These sounds are made for different people, different moods, different everything. So the best thing to do is listen to FCFVA Talk Radio, catch a beat in the background, find what you like, then go to FCFVA Beats. Find that beat, put it on repeat. You're good to go. I'd like to thank Pittsburgh. You know why? I'd like to thank Lynchburg. Shout out to the podcasters in the city. I'd like to thank Virginia Beach. 757 in the building. I'm going to bring y'all a little something each. Not going to say when, not going to say how, but stay tuned. FCFVA Talk Radio.